You will hear a student giving a talk about a Mexican artist called Frida Kahlo. Read the sentences and the multiple choice options. Then listen and circle the correct letter for each gap.
Hi everyone, and welcome to my talk about the incredible Mexican artist, Frida Kahlo. She came from a family of mixed heritage, her mother's side of the family being a combination of Spanish and Amerindian, the original inhabitants of North, Central and South America, while the other side of the family had arrived in Mexico from Germany several years before. Frida caught a serious disease called polio when she was just 6 years old. This made walking very hard for her, at least to begin with. But her father urged her to take up swimming and even soccer to help develop her strength again. Frida later wrote that her relationship with her father was extremely close, so she was keen to follow his advice. When she was 18, Frida was on her way home from school when the bus she was in crossed in front of a tram, which unfortunately hit the side of the bus. Many passengers climbed from the wrecked bus with minor injuries, but Frida was badly hurt. It was while recovering from the accident that Frida started painting seriously. Frida got married to a famous artist called Diego Rivera in 1929, and they moved to the United States together in 1931. Even though their political beliefs occasionally got them into trouble with the authorities, they were both successful so had no shortage of money. However, she missed Mexico, so they decided to go back there in 1933. Frida's striking paintings are often interpreted as products of her imagination. Frida commented, however, that they were actually her way of showing visually the many different feelings she experienced in her life. She saw painting as the best way of expressing them, and her art came to be admired by many. So, despite all of her setbacks in life, Frida achieved great success in her lifetime, and is often described as one of the most important artists of the 20th century.